Oasis Podcast, Episode 4, Strange Thing. Welcome, all my people, right here, right now, to the Oasis Podcast, Episode 4. Thank you so much for all the feedback I had in Episode 3. It was a really good talk with Casey Bennett from the Movie Multiverse Podcast, our first guest and our first international guest. Really good to talk to Casey, and if you haven't, then make sure you go and check that out. Really good interview, if I do say so myself. And if you are interested in genre, you know, nerdy movies, TV stuff, Star Wars, Marvel, DC, all that kind of stuff, then make sure you go and check out the Movie Multiverse, because it's a great podcast, and I might just be involved with it occasionally, but there you go. We've got a really good interview coming up in a bit with a local music personality, which is a guy called Richard Strange, hence the title of this episode is Strange Thing. Richard is a bit of a local legend, as we get into in the podcast. He owned the Music Box, the music shop in Wallingford, for a number of years, and then it's interesting that kind of closed down as the music industry died with the onset of streaming and Napster and all that sort of stuff. But then with the vinyl revival, it's back. It's back, reopened, going strong. Stronger than ever. So get down to your local record shop, and if you are in South Oxfordshire, get down to the Music Box and tell them the Oasis Podcast sent you. Quick update, everything is kicking off on Twitter, so if you're not following me, make sure you are at Oasis Podcast. Really good, this is exactly what I wanted, is a community of Oasis fans all getting in touch, all speaking to each other. I wasn't sure when I started this whether it would just be me and my mates, a bunch of idiots sort of in Didcot in South Oxfordshire talking about Oasis. But it's crazy. The people I've had contact me from Indonesia, from Ecuador, from USA, Japan, South Korea. It's just madness. And the thing is, on Twitter as well, you don't know kind of people are from these different countries. And I've been sort of saying, oh, I'll come and meet you. And they said, well, I'm in Jakarta, actually. Oh, right, okay. So maybe not then. But one of the things I wanted to mention, and Noel, can we have a bit of sad song here, please? Thank you. I'm going to get a bit more serious now. One of our loyal listeners and a friend on Twitter is a young lady by the name of Oasis. That's right, her name is actually Oasis. And sad news. Sad news. She broke up with her boyfriend last week. So she's feeling quite upset about that, and we as a community, as a collective, have the power to do something about it. So I've started the hashtag already. It is Find Oasis a Husband. If you are single, if you're male, if you preferably, if you look a bit like Liam Gallagher, although I think she'd probably take a bonehead lookalike right now, then get in touch, use that hashtag Find Oasis a Husband. Drop me a tweet at Oasis Podcast, and yeah, let's help her out. Let's rekindle Oasis's love life. Yes, she's in. I think she's in California, but if you happen to be very rich somewhere else in the world and want to fly her over, or you want to come over and see her, then that would be amazing. Find Oasis a Husband. Hashtag get on it. Good. Just to let you know, we've been running these polls, creating the Ultimate Oasis album. That's been really good. We're up to track 9, which was has just been has just finished today, and it came out a draw between Be Here Now and She's Electric, which was a complete pain because what do I pick? So what I've decided to do, I had actually voted myself under my real name, and I'd gone for She's Electric. So I've removed my vote. So Be Here Now makes it on, which was quite a turn up. The options for track 9 were Dixie's Dinner, Be Here Now, She's Electric, plus a lot of the later ones that are pretty rubbish, to be fair. And I was really surprised. So that's the first inclusion for a Be Here Now album track. I am not fat. But yeah, check out those polls. Obviously, number 10 to come next. Which could it be the only Standing on the Shoulders of Giant album? I know Roll It Over is quite popular, so that one might get in. Thank you so much to all the people who have got in touch on Twitter. So I'm going to run off a few names here. The likes of Jess Rainbow, Dan's Nobly, My Finest Hour, The Fireflies, Calvin Betton, Paula from Ecuador, Definitely X Maybe, Anthony Kendrick, Exactly One Louder, Anthony and Tell. Thank you so much. It's been really good interacting, and I hope you're enjoying the show and keep on engaging. Also, we've got some really interesting upcoming episodes. I've mentioned it on Twitter, but Mark Feltham, who is the harmonica player who played on a lot of Oasis stuff in the 90s, so he played on Round Our Way, on the Master Plan, on whatever, and he's the one, if you see footage of them at Main Road, footage of them at Earl's Court and Nebworth, he's the guy. He's featured really prominently, so I'm really excited to have Mark on. And if you aren't aware of his own band, 9 Below Zero, check them out. They are an incredible R&B kind of mod revival type band. They play just awesome music, so check those guys out. I told you once, I told you twice, I even tried to tell you nice. I told you once, I told you twice, should have took my advice. I told you once, twice, three times, and that's enough. I'm going to be recording with the other half of the Movie Multiverse podcast, a guy called Joel, who is a punk musician in Los Angeles. So that'll be a really interesting conversation. We're going to be talking about the hardest rocking Oasis songs. I'm going to be recording in with him tomorrow morning my time. So that'll be out with you in the next few days. Plus, a few other guys have been in touch. Matt Whitecross, the director of the Supersonic film, has been in touch, and we are just going to try and shore up a date for him to come on, which is incredible. You know, I loved that film Supersonic. As I mentioned on the first episode here, seeing that was probably the spur for me to actually get my backside into gear and start recording this. So if you want to get in touch with Matt on Twitter and tell him to to definitely get on the Oasis podcast, then he is at Matt Whitecross, Matt with one T. Also, a really interesting one I'm really excited about. If any of you know me in real life, I'm a massive, massive Beatles fan. More so than Oasis. I'd be doing a Beatles podcast if it wasn't for the fact there's already about 500 of them. Sun is up again. So really excited to talk Beatles and a world-renowned Beatles expert, Dr. Ken Womack, is coming on in May. I think we're recording that, so that's going to be really interesting, really exciting to be talking to a proper expert who really knows what he's doing. He's recorded on some other Beatles podcasts and is always good value. So I'm really excited about that, and just other guys that have been in touch with me on Twitter, such as Steve, Stu, you know who you are, the Britpop Revival Show, the Stage Left Podcast. All of these guys have been in touch. We've been talking about doing various things, so plenty of interesting stuff to come. And if you listening to this particularly have something interesting that you want to say, whether it be in response to the polls we've been running, comments on the various episodes, please do get in touch. It would also be great, I want to hear all the international people. So if you are listening in a different country, drop me an audio file via email to oasispod@gmail.com. Just a quick few seconds just saying who you are and where you are and that you're listening to the podcast, and I'll drop that in. So I just want to get a feel for, you know, there are people out there listening to this in different countries, which is just still absolutely blowing my mind. Talking about geography, I've just been checking the stats again. The frustrating thing, a bit behind the scenes about podcasts, is iTunes don't tell you any information about how many listens, how many downloads, etc. So the only way of getting my head around it is via Podomatic, which is the host of the podcast. So it's at oasispod.podomatic.com. That tells you who has been physically downloading it from the actual website rather than using iTunes or a different podcatcher. And so the list of countries is as follows: UK, Somalia, Kenya, USA, France, Ghana, South Korea, Japan, China, Germany, Canada, Indonesia, Australia, Ireland, and Sweden. Which just is incredible to me. I can't believe it. So please, if you are one of those international people, get in touch. Drop me a message on Twitter or drop me a an email, especially with an audio file, and saying that you're listening. It'd be great to hear from you. Anyway, that's all from me. I'm going to hand you over now, after a brief musical interlude, to Richard Strange talking to me.
So I'm here with Richard Strange in the Music Box. How you doing, Richard?
I'm okay, James. Thanks for asking.
Wonderful. So, big Saturday coming up, which is the Record Store Day, right? 2017. Mm-hmm. And the first one back in the almost kind of where the Music Box originally was.
Yeah, we were here for decades. We closed 10 years ago, and now we are back with a vinyl revival.
Which is fantastic. And the just seeing some people coming in actually with like a teenage daughter sort of trying to get into vinyl, and dad telling, that was really nice to see.
Yeah, dad teaching his daughter how to put the needle down on the record. Yeah, it's good stuff.
Which is fantastic. So so what you got coming up on Record Store Day on Saturday?
Lots of exclusive limited releases just for the day. The David Bowies of the world, Pink Floyd, no Oasis this year. We've got the likes of Elastica, new bands like Cabbage, and loads of old soul, funk, 60s reissues. Lots of great stuff coming out.
Cool. And Elastica, it's the reissue of the debut album, I think, is
it? I believe so. Don't quote me on that. There's been so much, I've kind of forgotten now, but we're right in the middle of it all at the moment.
So you reopened back in the another one's a pop-up, and then you've been back in this one for what, a few months now?
Yeah, we opened a pop-up in the, there's a micro bar down the road called The Keep. So we started in there as a pop-up shop, and we were intending to have a bar come record shop, which would have been a great idea. But unfortunately, we both got too busy, so that's good. So there's a successful bar in town now, and now we've got the record shop separately.
It's brilliant. And so, and as well as this place, obviously, you just keep busy doing all kinds of stuff musically. So there's Flash FM. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Flash FM is the local internet radio station. They have different shows on every night of the week. We do a little 80s show on a Wednesday night, but just a bit of fun, really.
Yeah, great. And then also the reason you turn up at various points in my life and big moments is because you are a DJ as well. You're a DJ record star and you're a DJ out and about.
Exactly. Yeah, I've been record shops, DJing, and all this kind of thing, music for all my adult life, really. And didn't I play at your wedding?
Yes, yeah, you were there at my wedding, various family birthdays and things. Yeah, so no, it's always good. Yeah. And so what about you musically? So I think you're about 10 years older than me. So what was your big thing as a sort of teenager coming through that you really got you into music?
As a teenager, I mean, I loved the early 80s, the Specials, the Jam, Madness, all that kind of thing. I'm a big Paul Weller fan. Yeah, so yeah. I guess Oasis and the 90s, the whole Britpop thing, the Modfather, you know, everyone got inspired by Weller again. And the small fame that you've acquired has brought you into cult status, but to me you're still a collector. This Hearts and Horse was your much more. You're a different kind, cause you want their minds, and you just don't care, cause you got no pride. It's just that face on your pillow.
So I was talking in the last episode about the impact that Oasis had in the mid-90s, that, you know, CD singles became really important and people would go out and buy the Oasis singles for the B-sides. And that was... Did you see that? I mean, you physically had this shop back then. Did you see that?
Oh, without a doubt, yeah. People, it was the last time people bought a physical format like a CD or a record for those extra tracks, which obviously you don't get now. You don't get CD singles. Yeah. Well, I guess you get the vinyl LPs, but you don't get the vinyl singles really much.
Okay. And you mentioned about Be Here Now. People were actually queuing out the door.
That's the last time I remember people queuing for a new release. Be Here Now it was. We sold tons of that, tons of it. I remember, not a midnight opening, but I think I opened up at 7 a.m. instead of 9 a.m.
Yeah, well, 7 a.m. is pretty...
Yeah, it was... But I remember there being a little queue outside the door. It was good.
After a tide of publicity, the new album by the pop group Oasis has at last reached the shops. But for some critics, the launch is as much of a marketing event as a musical one.
Not so much a crush as a polite gathering of Oasis fans outside the HMV record store in London's Oxford Street this morning. At times they appeared outnumbered by the media, and some admitted to ulterior motives for getting up so early.
Free breakfast, listen to the music, then buy it.
I heard a couple of tracks on Radio 1 and they seem really good.
It's the greatest band of the world? No. After the Beatles.
3, 2, 1, yay!
The parallel with the Beatles is intentional. The title of the new album, Be Here Now, is a quote from John Lennon, and the band have made no secret that the Beatles are their single most important influence.
There's nothing you can do that can't be done. Nothing you can sing that can't be sung.
30 years ago, it was the Beatles themselves who were making the headlines, but they also lost money. Their business partnership, Apple Corporation, ended up with virtually no assets. Oasis are unlikely to make the same mistake. They're estimated to have generated more than £40 million in earnings since 1994. Rock and roll is a mature business. But producing a world-beating album is a different matter. The biggest selling album in the UK is the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper, with 4.25 million sales. The biggest selling album worldwide by a British band is Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd on 23 million. And the biggest selling album ever is Michael Jackson's Thriller on 47 million. In the UK, Oasis are still outsold by the Spice Girls, the ultimate embodiment of a band created by the marketing industry.
Oasis are very much more a grassroots indie band who have their own independent route to success, besides the marketing they've been, you know, that's been given to further their career.
Even so, Oasis have generated enormous publicity for the new album. It could turn out to be the marketing coup of the year. Greg Wood, BBC News.
You mentioned you saw Oasis live very early.
Yeah, didn't I? Because I remember I was good friends with Ride at the time on Creation, and I remember they were having top 40 hits and everything, and they were the first Creation band to have, you know, success. And then this band called Oasis came along. and obviously topped them on all that, you know. And I remember seeing Ride support Oasis down in Brighton. I'm pretty sure it was that way around, not...
Yeah.
Okay, it's a bit distant now, but that was a great gig. And I remember meeting Paolo Hewitt down there backstage. You know, at the time being a Weller fan, that was good. But yeah, Oasis were brilliant with Ride that night.
Yeah, and then obviously Andy Bell from Ride then went on to be part of Oasis.
Of course, yeah, he did. Yeah, Andy Bell went into Oasis. Who would have thought it?
Yeah, and then he's back now with Ride again, and so they're sort of out on the road.
Yeah, it's funny actually, the Oxford connection. Even bands like the Jesus and Mary Chain are back now, and an old mate of mine I worked in Arthrice with, and he's playing guitar in the Jesus and Mary Chain now.
Oh, who's that?
Mark Crozer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So he was in a little band called Dead But Dreaming.
Okay.
Which I said I managed them, but really I was just a mate who had a van who took them around the country.
So, well, that's what a manager is most of the time, isn't it?
Yeah. It's great. So he's done well. Like you say, Andy Bell in Ride, you know, it's great. The Oxford scene, you know.
We got Nick Cope as well, which is from the Candy Skins. I don't know if you've heard his stuff, but he does kids' music.
Stick your finger in the ground. Make a little hole that's small and round. Drop the seed in and cover it just so. And with a little sunshine, with a little rain, that little seed will start to change. And it will grow, 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 grow.
Does he?
Yeah.
I remember Candy Skins playing in Arthrice, doing an in-store when I was there back in about 88.
Yeah.
And what sort of kids' music?
It's brilliant. It's really good. I mean, it's like, you know, I mean, it's just really well-written kids' songs. Because when you've got young kids, you're just sick of having wheels on the bus and rubbish like that. But yeah, he just does his family stuff, and he does loads of stuff locally.
Really?
Yeah, it's really
good.
I
didn't know that. That's good.
There you go. Oh, I know what I was going to talk about. So I remember that actually quite a few famous people used to come in here. I remember you saying George Michael used to frequent here quite a bit.
Yes, he was a good customer. He came in once, really.
Don't tell him that. He comes in every week.
Yeah, he was in all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, he was. You often saw him in town all the time. But he did come in once, and he spent, I remember he spent about 150 quid. About half an hour in here. And there's a little bit of a story behind that, actually, because I did inform him. I mean, he told me that he just left Virgin Music.
Oh, wow.
And at the time, I had a Virgin Music, lived in Wallingford.
Right.
And he came in the next morning. I said, so sorry to hear George has left your label. He said, no. He hasn't left my label. I said, well, I'm afraid George told me last night. He went off, made phone calls were made, he just left Virgin.
That might have been a very expensive court case caused by one Mr. Strange.
Yeah. No, I think it was all, I don't know, don't want to get... No, I don't want to get sued.
It's all right. I think he's dead now, so we're okay.
That's true. But I mean, obviously George Michael just up the road. I mean, there's a lot of people coming in, really upset about it.
Yeah.
You know, as you'd expect.
Yeah, well, he meant a lot of people. I mean, the big one, obviously with Bowie dying as well last year, which is crazy because obviously his record had just come out, and then he literally dies the next day.
I know. Yeah. Apparently. The album came out on the Friday. I mean, he was having a curry, I think, and he sang up. And he stood up and sang a song on the Friday night. I remember some old story I heard. Someone was there, and then there's the forget that bit. But there is a story about him. He performed and he was sat in the curry and said, "Oh, it's David Bowie." He stood up and sang his song and "Happy Birthday." And
it was over
on after that weekend. Yeah, wham bam.
Good. Rich, well, thank you very much for your time. Much appreciated. So, once again, Record Store Day 2017. Get in and support your local record store, wherever it is.
Yeah.
And remember, Record Store Day is not just about once a year. It's all year round, right?
Every day is Record Store Day, but on the 22nd, you're going to get a lot of good stuff, and we got tons of it.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're in South Oxfordshire, get yourself down to the Music Box or support your local one around the country.
And may I just say, we've got lots of live acts playing at the shop as well. Yeah. Wild Willie Barra, Matt from punk band Chelsea, Who's Alice, local indie band, are really good, doing indie covers, and performance poet, John Cooper Clarke style, called Robin Silver. It's going to be good.
Wonderful. Cheers, Rich. Good to see you.